plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work, make them go as you shoot across the sky.
Hello, my darlings. How are you? It is Wednesday, the 21st, and you're listening to the Cytospell Show. I have with me the adorable, effervescent, and the titillating Teresa. How are you doing, baby?
And I have with me...
You're a nerd.
The fabulous... Not quite as high as I am.
Yeah, you're a little high.
Beautiful... Brainiac, Lisa Lee.
Brainiac. Oh, let's use that one from now on. Woohoo.
We will. You are a brainiac. Although, if it comes to Pinky and the Brain, I'm the brain. Sorry. I'm the evil. I can do the evil world destruction takeover thing all on my own there. You can be my little Pinky blonde.
I can be your minion.
My minion.
Everybody needs a minion.
Everyone needs a minion.
So how are you, besides high? And why don't you tell everybody why you're high?
Well, you know, my medical issues are so much fun, aren't they? Well, we'll start out our little story this way. Once upon a time, T took her daughter to a powwow, breaking her daughter's cherry on the powwow. Halfway to the powwow, T begins to get the sudden pain in the left side where the kidney is playing volleyball. So I'm at this powwow for, I don't know, probably about 4 hours. Come home, and said pain is getting more and more intense as we go. And I ended up that night, I had to have had a temperature of like 101 something. I got the chills so damn bad. I was shaking uncontrollably. And you know I like it cold. I was under 4 quilts and an electric blanket.
That is not like you at all.
No. And it just kind of proceeded to go on for the weekend. And luckily I had the mystery prescription of sulfa that my doctor had given me by mistake the week before. So I thought, okay, Teresa's going to start taking this because obviously there's more going on that I care to know about. So yeah, that is why I'm high.
Because you're on Percocet.
I went to the doctor today and he put me on Percocets and some other medication that makes you pee like crazy. And I got one of those fun donut scans. I was in the CT scanner again. He wants to see if it's jammed in there somewhere, you know.
Well, I would like to think that they would just, like, take it out of you. Come on. This has been going on for so long.
Oh, yeah. I've had this stone for about a year.
I don't think that's healthy.
Well, you know, life goes on. My insurance company would probably say, no, we won't pay for that. It has, that stone's got to be 60 years old before we'll take that bitch out.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So that was my fun and exciting weekend. The powwow itself was awesome.
Where was it? Was it Mystic?
Yeah.
Mystic Lake. Is that the one that you took me to?
No.
Okay.
The one I took you to was in Prairie Island, and this one was in Shakopee. And this is the first time I went to that one in Shakopee. And I got the most awesome horse. Oh.
We shall put it on our website so everybody can see your awesome horse.
Yes, it's beautiful. It's this big ceramic horse, and it's the way they do the glazing is when it's hot, they throw horsehair onto it, and the horsehair leaves these cool designs everywhere on it. And I
Nice.
love it.
Yay.
Yay!
So T is high, so it should be an interesting show. Anytime she is on her meds. She gets a little squirrely, just like Josh, our Superman producer Josh tonight. He's a little squirrely too. Ha ha, Josh called you out.
Yes, but Josh told me you had a blonde moment. What happened?
Really didn't.
Oh, don't even lie. I'll get Josh on here to tell me.
I really didn't. But first, before I tell you my stupid blonde story, guess what I did this weekend?
What?
I moved my little baby girl Heather into her
Aww.
first apartment.
Heather Feather Bear got a new den.
She did. She's in there, and she, well, her and Matt. So they're living in sin. But I was the one that told her that, you never marry anybody until you live with them first because they could turn out to be, ew.
You, yeah.
So,
I lived with my bear for a year, so.
yeah, we'll see, and as we know, I'm not the best judge of character when it comes to relationships. So always live with them. So yeah, we made her apartment or their apartment super cute, and I filled the refrigerator and their cupboards and everything full of food because that was the one thing I was worried about was that she wasn't gonna eat. So my little girl is all grown up. All three of my daughters now they've flown the coop and they're all grown ups now.
And you
Which,
did a fabu job of raising them.
well, thank you. I
You
appreciate.
have the most fabulous three daughters that I know of.
I kind of think so too, but I'm
So
biased.
suck on it, Ashley, Pooh Bear, Heather, and Kayla.
My little Kayla Berry.
I miss the Kayla Berry.
I do too. But I was thinking, I don't know if this is even possible, but maybe we should take a road trip.
I think I know what you're talking about.
So,
The
on.
upcoming Goddess Festival thing?
Yep, that's what I was
Yes.
talking about. So that is going to be early reg. Oh, when is it? Shoot, it's October something.
October 3rd, I think. But we'll find out because in the first week or two of September, we are having Jane on for an interview.
Yeah, she's coming on. We had her on last year, and she told us all about the festival, and T and I are just like, oh my God, we have to go. So I think that we should do a road trip, and then we can go see the goddesses, and then we can also see Kayla.
Yes, we get to our gala, and this year's goddess from what I saw on the site is the goddess Tara. Is this year's goddess?
Ooh.
Where last year it was Artemis, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember. But didn't you come home with something? Like a little thingy?
Oh, I ordered my goddess stuff on their site.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
I remember.
got a really cool bag, and then I got buttons for all of us, and a t-shirt.
That's very cool. Guess
Because
what else?
I'm all about supporting them.
Yes, I know you are. You're always about supporting everyone. You are like that. Guess what else I did?
What'd you did?
I quit my job.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Take it up the ass.
I as you know, I put my notice in and it was supposed to be, my last day was supposed to be like June 20th or something like that. And I gave them a month's notice. And, you know, I agreed to stay on until they found somebody to replace me. Well, instead of finding people to replace me, four other people quit. And so I was doing my job and their jobs, which is just fine because I'm very efficient and I could keep up and I could do it. But then when I was looking for a new job, I saw that they had my position, just the one position, on Craigslist for $6,000 more a year than they were paying me. Screw you. So I wrote a very detailed letter to the boss. Actually, I replied to the Craigslist ad, so I knew it would go to everyone. And I just outlined, it was, I would say, a good page and a half of all of their missteps, and I quit. I said, I'm done. But it was not mean. It wasn't nasty. It was just very stern.
I read it. It was very stern. It was very empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And told them to stick it up their bum side, but in a nice way.
And my boss did email me back, and he's like, I really want to talk to you. Yes, he did. He said he really wants to talk to me. He wanted me to come in. And I said, I know that you're very busy right now because I know his calendar. And I said, so why don't you call me, you know, when you've got time? And my phone hasn't rang. So, oh, well, see ya. Bye-bye.
Well, then and you also got a new phone number that they probably don't have. So that's cool.
Ooh, I forgot about that part. Oops.
There's your blonde moment.
You know what? I really don't want to go back there and work for them again anyway. I really don't. It was soul sucking.
Big time. Well, dear, we're at our 10-minute mark, and we have to go for a music break.
Oh.
Oh. Next up, Miss Candy Ayers.
To make me come, no, no, to a man.
Welcome back. We've got the beautiful and so wise Candy Ayers with our weekly wisdom. Candy, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, tonight we have from Kate Taran, anything you feel love, oh, excuse me, let me start over. Anytime you feel love for anything, be it a stone, tree, lover, or child, you are touched by the goddess's magic.
And what exactly does that mean?
Well, I think that anytime we open up our heart chakra or our heart for anything, that we are able to feel the love that comes back from that, and it's being touched by the goddess because we are opening up to a spiritual love versus a physical love.
And how exactly would we incorporate that in our lives today?
I think that today when we reach out to love something, we have to love with the purity of the spirit and not be caught up in just what is physical and get past that. And I think in today's society, we're doing that more and more because we're opening up and we're saying, okay, well, I love you. It's not a sexual thing. It's I love you as a friend. I love you as a parent. And we're more accepting of that now to say that we love and to feel.
Does the word love carry the same meaning that it used to?
I don't think so. I think it's becoming overused for a lot of things, and people become desensitized to it. And I think that when we look at and we say, I love you, we have to say it with other things to incorporate into it, like saying, I love you and I love you and I feel you. Have you ever seen the movie Avatar?
Yes.
Remember when they say, I see you?
Mm-hmm.
I think it has to be something like that. You have to connect on a different level, on a different thing. Actually see the person that you're loving and know that this word is love and not use it for, like, everything.
I know myself, personally, I tend to overuse it because I'll be like, oh, my God, I love you, when I, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I find myself, I've caught myself doing that. I'm like, Lisa, love is more than just a word. It's a real emotion. It's love. But to me, I think that there's, and this is going to just sound awful, especially coming from me, but I feel like there's less love in the world today. There's so much anger and there's so much war and strife, and I feel like there's less love in the world.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking a lot of it is back, 100 years ago, we did not know about all the wars and the strife that was going on. We were nuclear families living in a nuclear small town or city, and we only saw what was in our lives. And now we're bombarded so much by the media with everything that's negative and bad. I agree with you. We feel like there's a lot more strife and negativity and hatred in the world.
Would you say that love and caring are the same thing or different words for the same thing?
I can care about someone and not love them. I can like someone and not love them. So I think that they would be two different words. What do you think?
I know that, yeah, you know what? I think you're right, because I can care about a lot of topics, but there's, or people, obviously. But love is, for me, because, I don't know, to me, love is such a powerful word. It's like hate. I need to stop using it in such a throwaway way. That's just not good. Can love blind you, or does it open your eyes? What do you think?
I think love does both. I think that I love my children unconditionally, even though I know that they do bad things, but I still love them. But I think that when I'm not blinded by it, I'm wide awake and wide-eyed about it, and I think that I just can love in spite of the bad things.
I think it's more blind, like when you're newly falling in love and you're in that strong, powerful emotion and all that, and then you're blind to the other person's faults a lot.
Those rose-colored glasses.
Oh, yeah.
We all love that first falling in love feeling that we just, everything is just so wonderful and new and bright and they can do no wrong.
I don't know if I ever want to fall in love again.
you might want to have us decide who you're going with next time.
I think so. I think you might be right. Because honestly, the thought of being in love again scares the shit out of me. I just don't want to do it.
I can understand that. It takes quite a toll on someone to love like that.
And to give totally and then to be stabbed and ripped apart.
And that's another thing about... Yeah, that's another thing about when we talk about love. We talk about what happens when the love stops and we no longer feel it. There has to be something there that we can back it up with. And a lot of time, when we get that empty hole inside of us, we start filling it with lots of other things. And we tend to not really good things a lot of times.
What is a good technique for healing? A healthy way to heal?
Well, a healthy way to heal is to feel that pain. And when you feel it, you'll feel like a hole in your heart or a hole in some part of your body where it just hurts all the time. And if you can learn to push that out and fill it with some type of positive energy, whether it's a blue or yellow, silver light, or just saying, you know, I'm not going to think that anymore today. And when that thought comes up, push it away and push it away until it just becomes, like you said last time, fake it till you make it.
Yep. I took a couple of things away from my marriage. And it was my love for Doctor Who, a good cup of tea. And one thing he taught me is the difference between love and, or the opposite of love isn't hate, it's apathy. And that's kind of where I'm at. I just don't care anymore. But there's other people out there that are hurting really bad, and their love is turned to hate. And so and because I'm sort of the de facto poster child for the cheating or the cheated on, everybody comes to me. Even their friends say, oh, I've got this person that went through this, so I want you to talk to her. So I'm like the person that's trying to help everybody, and
then it just reopens your wounds that you're trying to heal and makes you feel worse.
Actually, I my wounds aren't there anymore. I really just don't care. But what it does is, who am I to?
Hello.
Never mind. I sat on it.
Woo!
But my point is who am I to give advice on that other than, you know, this is what you're probably going to be feeling.
Well, I think that for you to give advice is because you've been there and you've done that, and you can give them real life knowledge, and they look for that. And you have, even though you say you have apathy, you have such a loving spirit that comes out of you, and it just surrounds people and makes them feel good. And that's what they go to you for, is to say, okay, Lisa, what do I need to do, and how would you do it? And for you to listen. And 9 times out of 10, what people want is someone to listen.
Mm-hmm. And you're a survivor, girl, so there.
She's past survivor. She's a thriver.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are so good for my ego. Thank you.
Pump it.
Pump it real good. I'm sorry. Okay.
So getting back to loving things.
Yeah.
With the quote, I think that when we love something, and what it's saying to us is that open up, love, even if it's a rock or a pet, that we're going to get back something from the goddess in the universe, and that's going to be healing and love. And if you don't feel like you can love someone, try loving something like a plant or an animal, because they give unconditional love.
Or love yourself.
Very good. Love yourself.
Oh, that was beautiful, Candy. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
So
now we have to toss over to our moon.
We have a full moon tonight.
Section.
Hello there. I'm Alison from alison.co.uk. I'm a white witch, spellcaster, and psychic. Here, I hope to explain why full moon spells that work with the law of attraction can help you fulfill your dreams. Full moon spells that work with the powerful moon energy at its peak are known to be stronger and more potent than spells cast at any other times. Full moon spells are strong and powerful and work to dissolve and dissipate negative energies to break through any barriers or resistance easier. Full moon spells that work in this way are perfect for complicated, stubborn, and tricky cases. A number of factors need to be taken into consideration for full moon spells to work. In its most basic form, a spell is a set of steps that uses a specific formula. And just as conducting a scientific experiment, baking a cake, or learning to drive all need a formula to follow, then so does successful spellcasting. Magic, in its purest form, is the manipulation and harnessing of specific energies combined with will, intent, and action. The specific energies needed for spells that work in the way they were intended need to be carefully put together. A skilled and experienced spellcaster will have a wide knowledge of all the energies contained in specific ingredients needed for spells to work. Energy exists in all things, including thoughts, emotions and feelings, along with tangible things such as humans, animals, plants, etc. Just like baking a wonderful, tasty and successful cake, a spell needs the correct ingredients in the correct amounts by using tools and utensils in the correct way. An experienced spellcaster will have a wide knowledge of herbs, oils, crystals and other ingredients, their qualities, their energies, and how to use them successfully. They will have a deep understanding of the power of colour, moon phases, solar phases, astrological matters, and other natural phenomena. They will also be skilled in the use of altar tools and be attuned to the elements of air, earth, fire, and water.
Madness.
Welcome back, my darlings. Candy is always so wise. Aren't you glad that we chose her for...
Yes.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing.
I adore Candy. I adore her.
And she's just got that soothing voice, too.
Yeah, yeah. Even when I write her name incorrectly, I think I called her Kathy one day. She was so forgiving.
I think she's so sweet.
She didn't make a peep. You did. And I apologize. Oh, no problem. But guess what time it is?
What time is it, T?
Dee 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 dee. The news. So I'm going to try and read this. Have fun.
Well, oh boy.
Let me bring up the font a little bit here, seeing as my eyesight's blurrier. Okay, this is Northern Territory government to repeal centuries-old witchcraft tarot law, card law. The Northern Territory government is repealing an old legislation which makes tarot card reading and witchcraft illegal. A recent review of the Territory Summary Offenses Act found a centuries-old law citing anyone caught conjuring spells or predicting the future could face 1 year in prison. The Witchcraft Act of 1735 has been inherited from Britain, as it is since been repealed in most other parts of the Western world. But Northern Territory Attorney General John Elfrink says a legal quirk meant it stayed on the territory statute books. He says a year in prison is a pretty stiff punishment for a tarot card reader and has promised to finally repeal the legislation. Thank you.
Yeah. Can you believe that even exists?
I
mean, in today's day and age?
Nothing really amazes me nowadays. The laws that they have, they make totally no sense whatsoever sometimes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yes. I think that is... Leave me alone. I'm high. So, why don't you read one of your stories now, dear?
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Saudi Arabia's war on witchcraft. A special unit of the religious police pursues magical crimes aggressively, and the convicted face death sentences. The sorceress was naked. The sight of her bare flesh startled the prudish officers of Saudi Arabia's infamous religious police. The Committee for the Promotion of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice, which had barged into her room and that was supposed to be a routine raid of a magical hideout in a western city of, oh boy.
And now you know why I gave you that one.
I hate you ever so. Medina's Al-Sheikh neighborhood. They paused in shock and let her dress. The woman.
Medina's Al-Sheikh.
Oh, thank you very much. The woman, still unclothed, managed to slip out of the window of her apartment and flee. According to the account of the Saudi Okaz newspaper, which, oh, Ashley, we need you. Which has been described as the Arabic version of the New York Post, she flew like a bird. A frantic pursuit ensued, and the unit found their suspect after she had fallen through the unsturdy roof of an adjacent house and onto the ground next to the bed of dozing children. They covered her body and arrested her and claimed to uncover key evidence indicating that witchcraft had been practiced, including incense, talismans, and videos about magic. In the Al Arabia, maybe, report, a senior Islamic cleric lamented that the incident had occurred in a city of such sacred history. The Prophet Muhammad is buried there and is considered the second most holy location in Islam, second only to Mecca. The cleric didn't doubt the details of the incident. Some magicians may ride a broom and fly in the air with the help of the jinn, which are supernatural beings. The fate of the sorceress is not really apparent, but her plight is common. Judging from the punishments of others accused of practicing witchcraft in Saudi Arabia before and since, the consequences were almost certainly severe. In 2007, Egyptian pharmacist Mus... I'm going to kill you, Teresa. Mustafa Ibrahim was beheaded in Riyadh after his conviction on charges of practicing magic and sorcery, as well as adultery and the decoration of the Holy Quran. The charges of magic and sorcery are not euphemisms for some other kind of egregious crime he committed. They alone were enough to qualify him for the death sentence. He came under the attention of the religious authorities when members of the mosque in the northern town of Arar, Ashley, come back, voiced concerns over the placement of the holy book in the restroom. After being accused of disrupting a man's marriage through spell work and the discovery of books on black magic, a candle with an incantation to summon the devils, and the foul-smelling herbs, the case and eventually his life were swallowed by the black hole of the discretionary Saudi court. So, basically, if you were in Saudi Arabia, don't do it. You're going to die.
Yeah, she's probably dead.
By now she is, I'm sure.
Yeah. There was no way I was going to read that one in my state. So there you go.
Yeah, that was awful, and I didn't even read the entire thing. There was still
That was for Ash's benefit right there.
She's probably laughing her ass off right now.
She is. I haven't gotten
a text yet.
So now I got some fluff.
Love fluff.
Fluff is good. You know, I'm not a big TV watcher, but, you know, you pointed this out to me. Breaking Amish, L.A., witchcraft revelations freak out the whole house. Really? Tell me more. Apparently, there was more to Betsy than even her Amish upbringing and marriage on Breaking Amish LA. On the latest episode of the show, the roommates learned that Betsy practiced witchcraft. Oh my gosh. Apparently, she's been in contact with spirit world and demons for years. She even claimed to have had sex with Satan. Home alone, Betsy decided to try and summon a demon to the house. Spooked by this, the roommates decided they wanted to kick her out, but she left of her own will. Not, however, before she put a hex on everyone there. She wrote all over the counters in lipstick with messages like, "Screw you, Iva's a bitch, and you've been hexed. You are all hexed, baby and all," Samuel read when the gang got back home. "She trashed the house, and she hexed us all. I think we shouldn't have kicked her out when we should have kicked her out when we had the chance. To make matters worse, Andrew hurt his foot shortly after this. Part of the hex, no doubt. When he had to be rushed to the hospital, everyone was convinced it was Betsy's hex at work. Radar Online's Alexis Terazok pointed out that Betsy was a little intense to begin with, freaking her roommates out already. The revelation only added fuel to the fire. Well, why are you corrupting the Amish people?
Well, okay, for one thing, she's Amish. So for her to be practicing witchcraft, obviously she doesn't know what she's doing, because sex with the devil, hexes. Well,
you know, the Amish at a certain age, there's a ritual that they go through, where the young teens are sent out into the world,
right,
to live for a year or two before they come back and take their final vows to become Amish for the rest of their life. So this is just going insane.
She needs to go back because she's clearly lost her damn mind.
Yeah, and you don't hex people. Come on.
I know, everybody knows that. Hello, hello. So I've got a little fluff piece too, but the only reason I have it is because I'm excited. There's going to be a new witch show. Yay. The Witches of East End conjures up guest spot for Freddie Prinze Jr., who in my opinion is kind of cute. The Entertainment Weekly has learned exclusively that Freddie Prinze Jr. has signed on to guest star in an episode of the upcoming Lifetime drama, The Witches of East End, in a part that will reunite him with former Freddy co-star Madchen Amick. Prince will play Leo
Madchen Amick. She is absolutely gorgeous. She used to be on Twin Peaks, and she was on that Christian Slater show, My Own Worst Enemy, and she was on Californication a couple years ago. She's really, really hot. I just wanted to interject that.
Thank you, Josh. So I don't know when this new show is going to start, but I was just excited that there's going to be another new witch show on there, because from what I understand, most of the witch shows that are out there, like, there's witches on True Blood, and there's witches on that one show that I can't remember that I just lost my train of thought. We have a new one to watch and to hopefully like, and if not, we will destroy it on the show.
Very good.
Very good.
And there's your news, kids.
Actually, I wanted to chat one little bit about that letter that's going around. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read the outline. I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but there was a hateful letter sent to a mother with a boy with autism. I'm just going to read it real quick. I'm not reading the letter because the letter is so offensive. It's the family of a son living with severe autism received an incredibly disturbing letter that's allegedly from one of their neighbors, and the entire community is still reeling from the shock. The letter signed only by one pissed off mother horrifically criticizes Newcastle, Ontario resident Carla Begley for being entitled enough to let her idiot son go outside. You selfishly put your kid outside every day and let him be nothing but a nuisance and a problem to everyone else with that noise polluting wailing he constantly makes. The letter says in part that noise he makes when he is outside is dreadful. It scares the hell out of my normal children. He is a hindrance to everyone and will always be that way. It continues, who the hell is going to care for him? No employer will hire him. No normal girl is going to marry or love him. And you are not going to live forever. Personally, they should take whatever non-retarded body parts he possesses and donate it to science. In an interview with Toronto City News, Begley openly wept as she read the hateful note. The more you go on, the worse it gets. She said, who says that about a child? The letter ended with suggestions that Begley do the right thing and move or euthanize him. Can you?
If you've got a freaking problem with someone's kid, haul your ass and move yourself. You don't ever, ever wish anything like that on someone.
Did you guys hear about the Colorado neighborhood that is suing one of the houses in their neighborhood because the daughter has cerebral palsy and the people got a building permit to build a ramp outside, and they're saying that ramp lowers our property values. We're suing to get the ramp removed.
Oh my God.
It's all this me shit.
All I have to say to these people is fuck off and get a life. I hear crickets.
That's why I said I feel like there's less love in the world now, because look at the way people are behaving. It's insane. It's like, what is right is wrong.
If you want to live in a utopia, then go find a little deserted island. There you go. There's your solution.
I say we go get a commune, put it together, and live happily ever after.
And everybody can bring their autistic kids and all their kids with them. Even if they drive me nuts, I don't care.
Bring them in. It's a little boy on top of it. Oh my God, I can't wrap my head around how people behave.
Or think.
Did you know that Harry Houdini's long-lost spiritualism scrapbook was found?
Oh, no. Where?
Somewhere in New York. Or it was California. Southern California. Somebody unearthed the long-lost scrapbook belonging to Harry Houdini. It's got a whole bunch of different clippings in it. I'll put this on our website as well. But it's kind of cool, except for Harry Houdini, he was all about, which I love, he was about taking the fake mediums down, you know, proving that they were bull. So I thought that was kind of cool. And Pagan Pride is coming up.
Yes, it is, in Minneapolis.
Uh-huh. September 7th, 2013 at Minnehaha Falls Park, which is gorgeous. And T and I will be there for sure. Oh, and we are also going to be at Crypticon. What is it, the 28th?
27th, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. September 27th, 8th, and 9th, I want to say. And Teresa's making me be a zombie.
Yes, I am going to make that girl look ugly. And I will have pictures to prove it.
That's frightening.
And she's cringing.
I totally am. It'll be fun, but it'll be also scary. I hate zombies, but you all know that. All of you.
You want to win a prize, so I'm going to make sure you win a prize.
God. And we're going to have a booth at CryptoCon in Minneapolis as well.
Yep. Oh, so we'll have
to see us.
And we are going to start putting together a cookbook.
Yay, that's our little secret that we're announcing today.
And we would like all of our listeners, it's basically the cookbook is going to be going around the say it because I can't talk.
The Wheel of the Year.
Yeah.
So so submit recipes to us that are specific to whatever Sabbat or Esbat there is. So say it's Yule, you know, submit a recipe for that. We will send you a release that you'll have to sign so that we can include your recipe in the book.
And please state if you want your name included on that or not.
Right. And we're going to test every single recipe.
Which will be interesting as all get out.
Especially because I can't cook.
Yes. And why are we doing it?
We are going to donate 50% of the proceeds to charity.
Yes.
So we're going to do good things and get really good food.
Well, you will. With me cooking it, you'll gain about 25 pounds or so.
So include salads. I was thinking, because I'm actually not at home today. I'm actually with my very dear friend, Rennie, at his house. Hi, Rennie. He said, leave me out of it. But we're at the grocery store, and I'm like, I could do that. Oh, I could do that. And I was like, you know what? I actually have a couple of recipes that I can include. Believe it or not, me. Amazing. Write that whole thing on the calendar.
Amazeballs.
It is amazeballs.
It is.
So,
but unfortunately, our time is up. And we'll talk about this again.
Okay. Is our time up? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Our time is up, my darling.
Oh, wow. All right. So we will see you we'll be with you next Wednesday.
Next week. Next time. Which time?
And remember that you are perfect and important and special in every single way. Remember to go out there and make somebody happy, even if it's just a simple smile. Do something to one person every single day to change their perceptions. And remember to always, always, always take back your light. Blessed be.
Yeah, baby, it's a land of barbed wire, moonshine, whiskey. Park your car before you get stuck. Gonna grab you a beer and get on up in the truck. It's going down tonight. It's all on me, it's BYOB, and I got all we need. Yeah, boy, I'm about to show me a city slicker how to kick it in the sticks with the critters down. Bikers, they all came to kick it in the sticks. So pop a top and drop a tailgate. Yeah, we're cranking up AC/DC, Hank Skinner and George Strait. Where's the girls? About to call them up. A little Southern draw said, hey, trouble inside. It's going down tonight. Now they're pulling up and got jacked up trucks, a slab covered in mud. Bikini tops and Daisy Duke denim. I've been out singing outlaw women down on our side of the bomb wild. Money grows and rolls, if it don't, you're gonna roll. So we hang out by the
they all came to dig in the streets.
This mason job one time. Burns you a little bit, didn't it? You ever been slap on? Come on. Do a little frog getting counted. How about a little skinny dipping bass fishing? Take it easy on the shine. Stay away from other boys' women. That's one damn good way for a man to get it worked out. Down here, and we get all night out with the hippies and the hicks, shots and bikers, they all care. Outside of the bottom wild, one grows and grows, if it don't, you come broke. So we hang out by the bonfire, just a good old boys having a dang good time. We crank it up, we get loud, we're throwing down in the dirty, dirty south down here. Being all night out with the hippies and the hicks, shots and bikers. They all came to kick it in the sticks.
Cityspell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.